Oh, the things I did to him. Does he even remember them? Did he ever fully contemplate the vile acts that I committed to his frail body? Perhaps his own mind could not handle the strain of such abject depravity. Oh, but Maya Mouth remembers. He knows of those unspeakable things. The humiliation, the pain, the nastiness. Such things are a rare pleasure for me. So many I have taken and destroyed within the rain and mud. But such indulgences were only to satisfy my overwhelming lust. And to my many unnamed victims, they yet rest in the darkness, soon to be buried as the nasty earth slowly rolls over their broken bodies. But not Matthew. Not Minowara. In his weakness, he became strong. Exposed to the very presence of the god he has so diligently searched for, he was transformed into a being of perfect strangeness. And even now, as he walks through the stormy streets of Hedon, his wicked presence is already gaining attention.
Who is that?
My gods! Is he dry?
It is like the rain isn't touching him.
Quiet, you fools! My master is touched by he who controls your destinies. Water is too pure to wet him. Only the mud at his feet shall adhere to him.
It's true! Look!
His feet are muddy, but his fur remains dry.
My name is Minowara. I have come here in the name of the Great Lust.
Maximus?
That can't be true!
Liar!
Silence! Is not his countenance enough? Silence your tongues. For this kangaroo was once a weak and pathetic creature. Now, by the hand of Maximus, he stands tall in the mud. And upon his hand, look!
Impossible!
The Triskelion!
It's glowing!
It glows by dint of he whose power flows through me.
Sacrilege! Arrest him and kill the rat!
Silence, you blithering fools! Know you not miracles? See not the hand of the god who owns this city? Silence, all of you.
They do not understand, Mirmouth.
I shall make them. They have angered me.
They do not truly believe in the power of Maximus. They see the signs, and still they do not believe. Let them arrest me. I fear them not.
But, Master...
Scurry away before they kill you. Flee back into the mud. You will not be harmed.
Yes, my master.
Halt. Surrender yourself.
Of course. I surrender.
Oh, the disbelieving ignorance of the masses. A city built on the very foundation of blood and lust. The never-ending storm that plagues them. The mud. Oh, the precious mud. I shall return to it. I shall seek out the spring rabbit and tell him of my woes. As to the fate of my master, I worry not. He is in the safe hands of Maximus. It is of the poor fools to take him that vexes me so. I hate them. Their doubt shall be their undoing. Unless my master can show them the truth of their existence. Teach them, O Chosen One. Teach them all. And if they refuse to listen, give them doom. Give them all to the rank and wretched mud.